This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. Oprah Winfrey's hair is an amazing and ever-changing object of design. A quick Google image search of her and you can see it in a dozen different styles.
And even though she's done weaves and braids and all sorts of styles, she's also a natural, meaning she doesn't use chemical relaxers to try to straighten her hair. And that's actually something Oprah and I have in common.
That's producer Leela Day from the Stoop podcast, which is about stories from across the Black diaspora. And since I'm a white guy with very little hair, I'm actually going to hand this one entirely over to her now.
Oprah gives most of the credit for her amazing natural hair to one person.
This is Andre Walker, who's done my hair for 18 years. And I've been through some really good styles and a couple of bad years.
Andre traveled the globe with Oprah, as she became one of the most important media figures in the world. But beyond Oprah's hair, Andre's known for something else. A system that he created back in the 90s to market his line of hair care products. The system categorizes natural hair types, and it's come to be known as the hair chart.
Andre Walker Hair takes your natural where it's never gone before.
The hair typing chart consists of four hair types. Within each of those categories, there are different subtypes. Types 1 is for straight hair. Types 2 is for wavy hair. Types 3 is for curly hair. And type 4 is for kinky hair.
Andre's hair chart shows each type of hair drawn out and labeled, from bigger loopy curls to super tight corkscrews. You can actually cut off a small piece of your hair and compare it to the drawings on the chart to figure out which one you are.
Your hair will feel so moist and touchable.
I found Andre's chart after I decided to go natural. Like a lot of Black women, I spent years putting chemical relaxers in my hair to straighten it. Until I was living in Cuba, where relaxers were hard to come by. And so one day in Cuba, I just decided to do the big chop. To cut my hair and let it grow back natural. And it felt like a big deal. For a while, I didn't even know how to manage it. I felt pretty lost. So I turned to YouTube to find a community of other naturals. And there was Andre's system being referenced all over the place.
What is your hair type? That has to be the most frequently asked question.
4C hair is a beautiful creation, you feel me? And it's most beautiful when you take care of her.
Andre's chart has gone way beyond his own line of hair care products. It's become the go-to way for many of us to understand and talk about the texture of our hair. But his chart has definitely got me thinking about the complicated relationship African Americans have with our hair. It's a complicated relationship that goes way back. Thick, kinky hair was considered a sign of health and wealth in parts of Africa. But in America, skin tone and hair texture was used to divide enslaved African people. Light skin and straighter hair could mean more privileges, like working in the house and not in the field. This idea of good hair and bad hair all developed during slavery.
This idea that the straighter your hair was or the closer it was to white textured hair, the better it was.
Ayanna Byrd is the co-author of Hair Story, Untangling the Roots of Black Hair in America. After slavery ended, these racist beauty standards hung on. In the early 1900s, some people tried to straighten their hair by putting oil on it and then wrapping it with heated flannel, often causing burns. In 2009, comedian Chris Rock produced a documentary called Good Hair after his daughter asked him, "Daddy, how come I don't have good hair?" In one scene, he meets up with this chemist who demonstrates how sodium hydroxide can eat through just about anything.
Sodium hydroxide will burn through your skin. The chicken is your skin.
Okay, so it'll go from my brown skin down to the white meat.
Right.
Wow. Now you realize this goes in people's heads, right?
Sodium hydroxide?
Yeah, black people, black women, some men, you know, Morris Day, Prince, put sodium hydroxide in their hair to straighten it out.
Why would they do that?
To look white.
Today, black consumer spending on relaxers is down 30% since 2011. And this brings us back to Andre Walker's hair chart. All of these newly natural people are getting on YouTube for advice and discovering the chart.
So I'm just gonna be braiding my hair so I can get my afro to be like rounded into the front. So
and at first I found this all really helpful and positive. I mean, it's great that more people are going natural, and it's great that there's a system to help them to do it. But then a few people started noticing that even in this new online community of naturals, a lot of the videos were just reinforcing old bias about straighter hair being better. The videos often instruct women about how to go from very kinky hair to less kinky, straighter hair.
There's been a lot of criticism against a lot of natural hair websites that they focus too much on quote-unquote 3B hair as opposed to 4C hair, and that the tighter your curl pattern is and the kinkier your hair is, the less represented you are on these sites.
One woman I talked to said the chart feels to her like a modern-day pencil test, which was a test used in apartheid South Africa to figure out if someone was white or black. If you put a pencil in someone's hair and the pencil fell out, the person passed and was considered white. But Andre Walker says he just wanted to make a variety of products for different kinds of hair. It wasn't at all his intention to create a hierarchy.
It's going from zero texture to highly textured. So going from one being straight to four being the kinkiest. And I've had people that have been very sensitive about that.
It's so, so sensitive. And even though a lot more women are going natural, there are still so many who just don't want to. There is so much racism and colorism and years of painful history tangled up in all of this. It's deeply personal. And for those of us who have decided to go natural, it would be nice to see the hair conversation shift away from how to change our hair and more towards how to manage the natural texture we were born with. Because my hair is still a crown, no matter where on the chart I land.
99% Invisible is Delaney Hall, Kurt Kohlstedt, Katie Mingle, Sharif Youssef, Avery Truffleman, Emmett Fitzgerald, Taryn Mazza, Sean Rial, and me, Roman Mars. Edited for radio by Vika Aronson. We are a project of 91.7 KALW and Radiotopia. Find out more at 99pi.org.